The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Sports, brought to you by KillCliffCBD.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Whether you're the type of person who loves to bet on sports or maybe you're only playing for the first time, either way, you need a website that gives you access to all your favorite sports and makes it simple, which is why I recommend MyBookie. Sign up today at MyBookie.ag and use promo code DRINKINBROS to secure your deposit bonus up to $1,000. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. What is up? Welcome to the Drinking Bros Sports College Hoops Podcast. We are on our last episode of the year. The season is over. A champion has been crowned. The champion, I correctly predicted, as did Dan Holloway. We were the only two in the company that picked.
Should he take my seat?
Yeah. We'll just sit here and blow each other about picking Baylor.
Yeah.
No.
Western grip.
But yeah, Baylor is the champion, and fucking decidedly so, from what I remember of that game last night.
Do you remember much?
Bits and pieces. I remember Baylor looking mean.
They sure did look mean.
Baylor was real mean to Gonzaga. Gonzaga was it wasn't exactly how I thought it was going to go, but it was exactly how, like, the worst possible way it could have gone for Gonzaga, which is Gonzaga comes in and they're this fun, flashy, like, airy team that just moves around and is light and just just play with like a lightness about them, and then
say it. Yeah. Go ahead, say it. Go ahead. They're soft.
They were soft. Fucking soft.
They were Charmin soft.
Well, and then
they ran into a buzzsaw. They got into a goddamn street fight, and they brought a pillow.
No, they got into a fucking street fight, and dude. You see that in in college football sometimes when like a spread offense team goes up against maybe like, I guess, Bama's defense or something, you know what I mean? And it's like, oh, no, our offensive line doesn't have to be big because the speed of, you know, the way we call, and then, no, it doesn't matter. And the fucking, that SEC defensive line just wrecks
shit. Kind of like old school Baylor under Art Briles.
Yeah, kind of,
whenever they ran into an actual team, they would just get
literally
shit pumped.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what
would. A real team like UCF, you know?
I guess, whatever, if that's what you need. But yeah, like, baby. It was, dude, they just. Baylor just came in, and it didn't help that not only was Baylor, like, meaner and stronger and just had way more muscle, but we're also way fucking faster. So, like, the one thing you would think Gonzaga would be able to maybe keep up on, just pace alone, but they weren't even quick enough.
Well, you know, the Baylor basketball team lifts with the football team.
I saw a bunch of tweets about that. Is that, like, were they talking about that on the broadcast last night?
Who knows?
Because I wasn't listening to the...
We did not have the headphones on. No cans for us.
No. We were just enjoying each other's company. Well, I was enjoying your company.
Yeah.
And our friend Jake, because we had just done softcore history right before, and we were just like, hey, just stay here, have a couple drinks. I'll have most of the drinks.
I'm sure it'll be a grand old time watching a all-time game. And
yeah.
Boy, howdy, were we wrong. That fucking game sucked.
Baylor got out to an 11-0 lead. They opened the game on a fucking 11-0 run.
I'm not going to lie. It was 4-0, and Jalen Suggs got the offensive foul caught on him.
Yeah.
And that's when I was worried. I know I put up a front, but I was terrified by then. It was an ass-beating.
They just fucked them up. There was nothing redeemable last night happened for Baylor except... for Gonzaga, except maybe Jalen Suggs just like fighting as hard as he could in the second half.
Jalen Suggs actually looked good. He picked up those two early fouls, I think, first 4 minutes of the game.
Yeah, yeah.
So he had to take a seat on the pine. So as soon as he came out, I was like, oh no.
Which is fucked up because Gonzaga's so deep. and Gonzaga lost one player, and you're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
Because Baylor, it felt like Butler and Teague and Mitchell were like six dudes at the same fucking
And you're
time.
Like, oh, Timmy's going to just feast because, A, like, he did against Evan Mobley.
Right.
Probably the best defensive center in the country. He's going to be like a lottery pick.
Yeah.
Like a top five pick. Surely he'll have no problem with the big men of Baylor.
Fucking Flo Thamba. Yeah. Like, that shouldn't be a problem for Timmy.
No, he looked like a bitch-ass white boy.
They were just mean to him. Like, dude, and the other thing, too, is, like, it was so hard to even get the fucking ball into Timmy. And then, like, Timmy would get the ball, and they were all fucking over him. Whoever had the ball for Gonzaga, there were two dudes on him, and Baylor was just, like, the whole court, everyone on the court.
Donovan was
so fucking...
Donovan was everywhere.
Everywhere. Dude, they were so fucking fast that they could double-team without another guy being open, because by the time the ball reached someone else.
Because they play that, like, hybrid, like, man, where they kind of fall off into a zone.
Yeah.
Yeah, every bucket that Gonzaga had, it, like, took so much effort.
Oh, my God. Yes. It was every, almost, like, every basket was a miracle. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, you're right. I mean, Gonzaga had to work so goddamn hard. It was just like Baylor, it was like Baylor, like, butt-chugged, like, pre-workout or whatever, and cocaine. Like, we're just on every fucking upper imaginable, like pupils wide as shit.
Where Gonzaga came out and it looked like they were just on NyQuil.
Yeah, do you think there was a let? So that's the big thing that everyone's kind of saying right now. Like, there was a letdown, maybe, blah, 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 blah. David Wagner's saying it's a matchup zone, I guess is what it's called. But was Gonzaga... I don't think there was a letdown with Gonzaga in terms of, like, the UCLA game.
No. Well, it's probably a combination of things, right? It's going for the perfect season. It's 2 days earlier. You're coming off that adrenaline rush. And it's just you're playing a better team. They play, like we were talking about this last night, 7-game series, Baylor wins that, I think probably in 6, maybe even 5.
Yeah.
They're just a better team. I don't think Gonzaga looks as bad as they did, like, or they aren't as bad as they looked.
Yeah.
And really, if you're just calling Gonzaga a fraud after going, like, undefeated until the national championship game, if anything, you're taking away from Baylor.
Yeah, well, they didn't look the fucking part, dude. They looked like everyone's worst nightmare, like the playoff committee's worst nightmare, if you invited UCF to the playoff. You know what I mean? Like,
I don't understand why you have to go with my school for that example. There's plenty of other, like, Coastal would have been a perfectly fine example.
That's fair. But, like, I'm saying it's the worst nightmare. I'm not saying that's what would happen. I'm saying it's like if they did it, if they finally relented, and then a mid-major school, a G5 school got in, and then just got fucking shit pumped. Like, this, it looked, they looked like they didn't play at the same, on the same level of basketball that Baylor played.
Yeah, no, Baylor, it was like night and day, just how much better they were than Gonzaga. And really, if we think about it, there are two losses. Allen Fieldhouse.
Doesn't count.
Right after COVID.
A 3-week stretch where they couldn't practice, and they go to Allen fucking Fieldhouse.
Like, we could be talking about an undefeated Baylor here. The Big 12 championship ran into Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
Oklahoma State, who could beat anybody on any given night. I think they actually, Oklahoma State had the most, like, top 25 wins in the country this year.
They had the most.
Quad one wins.
Yeah. They lost by 9 to Oklahoma State. And I want to say, I mean, yeah, Cade, like, went off. Cade had 8 rebounds, 25 points. Hit 4 threes, got to the line 8 times. Like, it took Cade and then this other dude, Avery Anderson. So it basically just took two of their guards, two of Oklahoma State's guards, just going fucking bananas.
Yeah, and I mean...
Which Gonzaga theoretically could have done. Like, there's a world in which Kispert, some combination of Kispert, Suggs, and Ayahi, you know, go nuts.
And we have this kind of, like, in our brains, like, you have to go perfect to be this all-time team. Maybe Baylor was the all-time team this year.
I think Baylor was. This Baylor team is an all-time team. Jacob Nichols, right. Zags do need to be meaner next time.
We're not, We're blocking out the M word. Yeah. I don't want to hear it moving forward.
I'm done with it. I'm done with it.
You got to block it out of your vocab.
Yeah.
Do you think the 76 Indiana Hoosiers were popping champagne last night? Whoever was left of them.
Doing that bullshit Miami Dolphins shit. Where it's like, all right, you know what? I just want to get a time machine and have the 70-whatever Dolphins play that 2007 Patriots team and watch them lose by fucking 90.
Yeah.
Like, watch Randy Moss just run, literally circumnavigate the globe before they even get to the fucking goal line chasing him.
Do you think this is Mark Few's probably best chance of winning a national championship?
No, because he had to play Baylor. He had to play that Baylor team.
Yeah, so but I'm saying, like, moving forward, is Gonzaga going to run out a better team than that? They'll be there. I don't think this is their last Final Four.
This isn't like college football where you need, you can only win with, like, your best team. Like, shit can just shake out for them, you know? So, no, I'm not worried about it at all. Gonzaga could win a fucking championship next year. Like, they're
right.
They're not,
I mean, look, everybody was calling Virginia frauds when they lost to a 16 seed.
Yeah. Well, what? Fuck, dude. When Virginia lost that 16 seed, it wasn't just that the team was a fraud. It was that, like, the
Tony
system,
Bennett, everything
the whole,
he stands
every,
for.
Everything about Tony Bennett was a lie. Yeah. It's like if you found out that, like, I don't even fucking know that, like, George Washington, like, stayed loyal to the queen. You know what I mean? Like, America was built on a lie. Like, just Virginia basketball was built on a lie. Or so, you know.
And they battled back next year and won the national championship. And they were defending champs for 2 years because there wasn't a tournament last year.
Yeah. No, they're two-year defending champs.
Yeah.
They could easily get back. I mean, this might be their most talented team ever, but also, dude, that's the same shit that they said when Adam Morrison was there.
Yeah, and guess what? You know whose draft stock took a massive hit last night? Drew Timmy.
I don't think he should go.
You know who can come back next year? You know who can come back? Like,
they can all come back
next year, yeah, but
I mean, Suggs is gone. Kispert and Suggs will get drafted.
Kispert's gone, even though he did not show up at all last
night. No,
no. Last few games. Kispert was kind of quiet for the UCLA game, too, from what I remember.
Let me look at that. Let me remember. Kispert, I think, might have been better in the early rounds, but... Let's see. Kispert had 15 points against UCLA.
Okay, but I remember them.
He was
going
2 of 8. He was only 2 of 8 from three.
They were ice cold from three for the last two games.
They were 33% against UCLA and 29% against fucking Baylor.
What do you have last night?
Kispert?
Yeah.
Like
4 points?
12.
Oh, he had 12.
He had 12.
This
two
was
of
the
7.
Quietest 12, I remember.
Yeah, it was a real quiet 12. I mean, Timmy only had 12, too. But Timmy wasn't a quiet 12. Timmy was, like, the most hard-fought, struggled 12 points you've ever seen in your life. Which is weird because he was 5 of 7 from the field.
Yeah, but him just getting to the hoop
was
a struggle.
I think, I would say, what I recall happening a lot was him just having to pass the ball, right? Like, he would get it and just there was nothing. Like, he couldn't do anything.
Yeah, no, I mean, their entire team, like, just...
Like
couldn't do a single thing.
Baylor just like choked them to death.
Yeah.
Like
it was like an anaconda. Yeah. Just kind of like strangling their offense.
It was really, really bad. Like probably one of the most stunning things I've ever seen in college basketball.
Yeah. I'm trying to think like what's the last national championship that was just an ass beating in basketball?
Well, wasn't that terrible game an ass beating? The second Butler game? Like, wasn't it? It was terrible, but also never close.
Was that Butler or UConn?
Yeah. Oh, Villanova.
Villanova, Michigan.
DiVincenzo beat the fucking, like, murdered them.
But Michigan kind of was always in the game, like, within striking distance from what I remember. I know they lost by, I think, double digits.
I
think they were always in the mix. North Carolina, Michigan State. I remember that being a pretty brutal.
I don't even remember that one. Just off the top of my head. Villanova. Yeah, Michigan was winning, actually, after the first 10 minutes of that game.
Right.
And then Villanova went on a 21-7 run. Yeah, you're right. This game was really not as bad as it seemed. It was just like there was a period of time where DiVincenzo murdered everyone.
Yeah, and I mean, it's always going to be Monday morning quarterback, like, Gonzaga's a fraud. Mark Few can never get it done. Same shit's been said about 100 different coaches who eventually get it done. Jade Wright, for example. Like, yeah. The early Villanova teams in the early 2000s, I think, were better than any of the national championship teams for Villanova.
Is that Lowry?
Yeah, no? Lowry, yeah, yeah. Randy Foy.
Yeah.
Alan Ray, when he got his eye popped out.
Bill Schofield says, what's up? Good to see Bob up and speaking clearly. I don't know what you're talking about. I don't have any memory of that. So,
yeah. Even Dean happened. Smith, from what I mean, obviously I wasn't alive, but
yeah,
he won that national championship in, what, 82?
Yeah, it was
but
Jordan.
Before that, the year before, they lost to Indiana.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they got shit pumped by Indiana. And it was, I think it was at the same time that Reagan got shot.
The same day?
Like, Ronald Reagan had just gotten shot, and they were put, like, Dean Smith was like, I don't know how we can play this game. And Bobby Knight's like, no, fuck you, we're playing this game.
Which is hilarious, because Bob Knight's a huge Republican.
Right, but
Bob Knight's like,
when
fuck,
a championship's
fuck
in the
Ronald
mix.
Ronald Reagan, we're playing this game.
Right.
That's very on brand for, like, Bob Knight.
Nobody's getting in the way of Bob Knight's championship.
No, no. Least of all, a shot president. Yeah.
But, I mean, shouts to Baylor, shouts to Scott Drew. He's a good coach.
100%. Now you can't talk shit on him anymore.
Well, he's been at Baylor for a while, but
yeah.
He introduced press conference in 2003, said he would win the national championship at Baylor, which you probably would laugh him out of the room because obviously they were hammered with sanctions because they're
Baylor
old.
Has no sports history prior to basically...
well, not a good one.
Basically... No, but I mean, no, yeah, not they don't have any like sports success prior to basically Scott Drew getting there, because even the football team started to get good after, like with Robert Griffin.
So, yeah, we touched on this a little bit yesterday for the live stream, but the situation that Scott Drew walked into, Dave Bliss was their coach beforehand who got fired because he covered up a murder between teammates.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
He was also the player that got murdered for Baylor. Was being paid under the table. He was not on scholarship. Dave Bliss was paying players so he could have under the table, so he could have kind of like more scholarships that he could hand out.
Needed a deep bench.
Yeah,
right?
So he was committing all kinds of NCAA violations. In order to cover this up, he just said all the money that the guy who was murdered received was drug money.
So he took a shit on his grave.
He shat on a guy who literally just died,
yeah.
One of his players, who had just been murdered by the hands of another player on Baylor.
Yep.
Covered it up and then talked about just to save his own ass. And it didn't work. And
No. Because it's not hard to trace.
It's really not.
Like, there had to be such a easy-to-find fucking paper trail on that shit. Like, it's unbelievable. BT Pace says, so Baylor picks the best coaches, murder and rape cover-ups. I mean...
Baylor deserves nothing.
No, Baylor...
They deserve to not be a school.
Baylor as an institution doesn't deserve the happiness that they are getting. It's all bullshit.
But, I mean, shouts to Scott Drew. Scott Drew had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no. He had nothing to do with anything as far as
happy
as
for
as
Scott
we know.
Drew. He's a great dude. But, yeah, no, he should probably be doing this at a different school.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. But with Mark, back to Mark Few, like, no, I'm not fucking worried about Mark Few or Gonzaga.
No.
I would take Mark Few as Missouri's coach in a fucking heartbeat.
Do you think North Carolina's a little, they're not necessarily already kind of
regretting Hubert?
Regretting their hire
this
early. But maybe if they waited a day and be like, oh, is Mark Few available?
I don't think Mark Few wants to leave. He's like a weirdo. He's like really quiet and stoic. He doesn't really have any,
Right, but look at Roy Williams before he went to North Carolina. He was in the national championship with Kansas against Syracuse. Kind of a similar
situation.
Did
Mark Few play at North Carolina and I didn't realize it? Is he a North Carolina guy?
No, but maybe he kind of sees the writing on the wall where he's like, this is the highest I can get at Gonzaga. Like, I'm not.
I do appreciate you saying that Kansas has a ceiling and it's below winning the national championship.
Yeah, but they've done a little bit more recently. But.
Yeah, but no, man, I think Few should stay there. Like, you have everything set up, and now you've even proved that you can get five-star, like, at lotto picks.
Yeah, and I mean, they got a bunch of guys coming in next year.
Like,
too.
I wouldn't. And Timmy's got to come back. There's no way any NBA team saw that game last night.
What if he's really passionate about playing in Europe, Turkey, China?
He might be better off doing that than playing against the WCC, because like he might need to go play against some like big fucking men. You know what I mean?
Or like, if you just gotta like load up that schedule. Again. Like, more so.
Yeah, so people were saying, they're like, oh, I don't get what happened with Gonzaga. Like, they played tough teams early in the season, but then only kind of.
No, they did. They played a really good schedule, a loaded schedule for non-conference.
No, they played an admirable schedule, but even still, those teams were like, Iowa is like a bad impression of Gonzaga.
Yeah, but also, like, you can't know going into the season that Kansas is going to be probably the most down they've been in a decade.
No. I'm not shitting
and
on
still
them
like
on that
a
at
decent
all.
Kansas team, and also their like whole run to the national championship. They beat a really good USC team who shit pumped Kansas.
Yeah, they beat a good USC team, but yeah, that's still like they beat a good and USC team,
a
that's
solid not- Creighton team.
No, Creighton had no fucking
Creighton
chance.
Creighton was fine.
Creighton had no goddamn chance in that game.
Well, I agree.
And Creighton is like... Creighton,
I'm saying Creighton was like a decently solid team.
Here's the thing with their schedule, though. Iowa, soft. Creighton, if you want to talk about that, soft.
Creighton's a little scrappier.
This Kansas team that they played was like just tough, but not talented, essentially. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like, Kansas has like the build of... Baylor,
yeah,
but just none of the talent,
right?
Like
or
they're not raining threes
they're not
on
fast
you.
Either. Yeah. That's the other thing too. Is this Baylor team might be the fastest backcourt I've ever seen in college basketball.
They also just couldn't miss. Like I think they hit their first 60% from three in the first half.
Yeah, something insane like that. I mean, they ended the game 43% from three. They hit 10 threes.
Even when they got it to a 10-point game at half, and it just felt like Gonzaga exhausted themselves.
Yeah.
Like, just trying to get it to 10.
Yeah. Well, because like you said, like, every bucket was like a struggle. Like a fucking miracle.
Right.
It was like they had to, like... I mean, it wasn't even like playing uphill. It was like they had to, like rock climb up to the basket and drop the ball in. Like, it was just brutal how hard it was for them.
Yeah, someone in the comments asked, does Scott Drew get a lifetime contract? I feel like at this point, he's been there since 2003, yes.
Yeah, and he's pretty young, too.
He's pretty much, yeah. Like, he can do whatever he wants in Waco. Not that there's a whole lot to do.
That might be for the best.
Yeah.
Well, you know?
Yeah.
Get into less trouble, although they've shown the opposite in history. Yeah, but that's the thing, though. Why would you want to leave? Like, what? So now you've literally proven... that Baylor is a school where you can win a national championship. You're the one that did it. Would you want to go to North Carolina and be like another coach there?
Well, they already filled that void.
Or who, you know, whomever, you know?
Which, by the way, is Roy Williams just going to kind of be around? He's going to be in the mix? Do you think he's the kind of guy?
Is he going to like Larry Brown it and take over a mid-major in like five
years? No, I'm
years,
saying like or... he just Dean Smiths it and just kind of hangs out at UNC.
Oh, probably. He'll probably be like old guy dean type of person.
Unofficial like AD
of
North Carolina.
Probably, where like everything has to come through him, or like he's like has to be advised on everything. It's rude to not talk to Roy Williams.
He's the mentor of Hubie.
Yeah, fucking probably. Guess. Yeah, he'll be around. Why wouldn't he?
Yeah.
He's a fucking god there. He got them three. Has any coach... How many titles did Dean Smith have?
Two.
So, yeah, he has more titles.
He has more than Dean, yeah.
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 Why the hell not? But, yeah, Scott Drew should stay forever in Waco. There's no reason to leave. How rich do you need to be? You know? Like, really?
Yeah, I feel like they could also match whatever... Like,
yes.
No program's going to come in.
Baylor's got plenty
of
money. It's a private school. It's got a pretty... I'll look up the endowment real quick, but it's probably $1 billion.
Scott Drew also doesn't come off as, like, an NBA coach.
No.
Not really.
He also doesn't strike me as... He doesn't strike me as someone who wants to do it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, someone who's like, I got to prove to myself that I can do it in the NBA now. Like,
this Baylor team was actually an anomaly because it was the first team since Maryland. Was that 2002?
Yeah, something like
that. Had no McDonald's All-Americans on their team and won a national championship.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
Because they looked like, all of them looked like McDonald's All-Americans. But Teague,
Teague
started out at UNC
Asheville. Yeah.
Mitchell started out at Auburn. I'm actually surprised he didn't. He wasn't a McDonald's All-American. Let me see. What was his rating? Star rating.
I think everybody was like a 3 or 4. I don't think they had any 5 stars.
I mean, that doesn't surprise me. So wait, Mitchell was recruited by Bruce Pearl, which that doesn't surprise me because Bruce Pearl, that he's like a very Bruce Pearl type of guy.
That surprises me that Bruce Pearl didn't get him though.
He did. He didn't keep him.
Well,
Mitchell was a 4-star.
Did those checks not clear?
Right.
What happened?
And apparently I have just found this thing here. Bruce Pearl, Davion Mitchell broke my heart. That's what he said.
Towards the end of the season,
his transfer.
He became kind of their like best player.
Who? Mitchell?
Mitchell.
Yeah, for sure. The only thing he couldn't really do was shoot free throws. But he had, from three, he was over 40% for the year. Wow. I think after last night. No, yeah, he was 44%. 50th best three-point shooter in the country by percentage. Just fucking ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he's... What do you
insanely do you, good de- like perimeter defender?
Like I mean,
was it all was over
professional
the map.
Level defense.
Yeah.
Is he? What do you think he does in the league?
Like, what's his comp?
Yeah,
probably Marcus Smart, right?
Think so.
Like a better shooting, like at least a more polished college version of Marcus Smart.
Smart wasn't very fast.
No, but he locked down defender.
Yeah, yeah,
he was gritty.
Gritty and
just does all the things you want him to do. Yeah.
But Mitchell has like elite speed. He's probably quicker with the ball than a third of the guards in the NBA.
Faster, better shooting Marcus Smart.
That sounds like a really good player.
That's a really good player, yeah. Like, I would probably draft that player.
Yeah, the only thing he has to do is fix the free throw shooting, which is easy enough. Like just
practice.
Stay in the fucking gym forever.
Was he shooting better from like three than he was for
yes.
That doesn't make any sense.
Or it was really close. He was 40. Yeah. No, he wasn't better. He was 64% from the free throw line, though, which is ridiculous. If you're 44% from three, that doesn't make.
That's all effort. Free throws are all effort.
Yeah. So
unless you're a big man who just can't shoot in general.
So we know that Mitchell's an NBA player. Teague has a weird fucking shot. I don't think he's gonna do much unless he changes his shot. He kind of has that like chest and a hitch.
Yeah, but I mean, there's plenty of NBA players that have weird shots.
What about Butler? Jared Butler have any
comps?
I'll just say, what do you think his ceiling in the league is? His comp in the league is, I guess he was KenPom's MVP last night.
He was the regular season or not the tournament MVP, wasn't he?
Yeah, he was the most outstanding player. He was also a defensive player of the year, I believe. It was Butler was.
Yeah, and he put up 20? What did he have last night? 22-7. Do you have those 7 assists?
22-7, yeah.
Yeah. No, fucking good. Not bad.
Just ridiculous. So Drew Timmy definitely shouldn't leave.
I don't think he is. He'll be back.
What do you think they thought about that? What do you think they thought about Kispert? Like, how do you think Kispert's stock did after the last couple of days?
Not good.
Yeah.
No, it's definitely not good.
But I feel like he just knocks down. Like he'll but be such a good shooter.
He has a place in the league. Yeah. Where he'll like you know, JJ Redick.
Yeah. He's Kispert's 6'7".
Yeah. So Duncan Robinson.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think he like a Mark Miller. No.
Mike Miller.
Mike Miller. Yeah. Mike Miller. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I was thinking.
Best player on those Heat teams. I think.
And then Suggs is fine. Suggs proved himself last night.
Suggs is the only guy that showed up.
Yeah. Like really.
And he's just gotten the foul trouble. But, I mean, he seemed to be the only guy that could actually get to the rim.
He's the only guy that could do anything.
Yeah.
So, looking forward, we already have the odds out for next year's champions.
Ooh, my bookie?
Yeah. Here, I'll send it.
I think BT Bates was talking about whether or not you could bet on the draft. Like, who's the first overall pick in the draft? You can.
You can.
Usually like it comes out the week of the draft.
Yeah, but isn't it's like, probably also minus like a million.
It's usually they have the player and then it's like over under slot with the pick. It's like 1.5, 2.5. It's like will they go first or second or over? Kind of easy there. What'd you just send me?
The odds.
Oh, the odds. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But yeah, the odds for next year are out. Believe it or not,
are my Bruins there? No.
UCLA is not that high. They're plus 2,000. Gonzaga.
Wow. Okay, give me my Bruins at 20-1.
Gonzaga plus 900. Baylor plus 1200. I don't know what Baylor's.
What they're returning?
Yeah, I mean, dude, Mitchell and Butler are juniors, but you got to think they're gone, right?
I don't know.
Dude, I mean, if they're back, then
like
everyone
their stock
is,
won't get higher. But
yeah, I mean, they do have a lot coming back. Matthew Mayer is only a junior; he'll definitely be back. Flagler is a sophomore. I mean, like they have a lot of.
You also got to remember, it doesn't matter how good you are in college; like the NBA doesn't care. Like
no, they don't. Like,
it's kind of dumb. It's all about raw talent to the NBA almost.
Yeah, well, the thing with Butler and Mitchell in particular, though.
It's almost like the NBA people, not necessarily scouts or like guys that actually do their jobs, but like anybody that loves the NBA. I do like the NBA. I watch my Sixers. I keep up to date with the NBA. But there seems to kind of be this line in college basketball and college football, or college basketball and NBA, where you kind of pick your side for the most part.
Yeah.
Which doesn't exist in football. Like, if you watch college football, you watch the NFL for the most part.
Yeah, I mean, it's a little bit college football way more than the NFL.
Right, but, like, the people that watch the NFL usually watch college football.
And they don't shit on it.
They don't,
because NBA fans are like, it's such a low-quality fucking sport. You know, like, the quality of play is so bad. And the NFL fans don't watch college football and are like, God, these guys are fucking terrible compared to the NFL.
Right. You can like both. I don't know why.
Yeah, it's fine. And obviously, like, the fucking quality of play between NBA and college basketball is huge difference. NBA is ridiculous compared to college basketball. Like, we make a joke of it on this podcast, underporn, right? We just laugh about college basketball players kicking the ball out of bounds.
You just gotta enjoy it for what it is.
Yeah, but here's the difference, and what makes college basketball a more interesting thing to watch to me is that pretty much all the games matter. Like, the regular season matters.
Yeah, kind of.
No, it does. It completely matters.
Not really. I mean, yes and no. You get into the tournament and it's whatever. Like, UCLA, their regular season didn't matter. They're 11 seed. They made the Final Four.
Their regular season did matter. They were an 11 seed. If they had lost one extra game, they're not in the tournament. They don't make a Final Four.
Yeah, but like there's 68 teams to get into the fucking tournament, and
it's still really hard. There's 300 teams,
and it's a one and done scenario. And like it's a lot of times the best team doesn't always win those games. I'm obviously not saying that about last night. Last night, Baylor,
actually, last night was one of the few times the best team probably did
right
win.
Right.
Although I do think that Virginia team that won it all was the best team that year too.
Yeah, yeah. For the most part, the Final Four kind of works itself out.
Yeah.
And you do get the better teams, yeah, at least winning the national championship.
I mean, both those Nova teams were, well, a lot of times too, though, in college basketball, it's not like the NBA or college football a lot of times it's kind of like the NFL, where there's like four teams maybe that you could be like, any of these might be the best team.
But there's plenty of examples, like 85 Nova, not the best team.
No.
Won the national championship. Prevented Patrick Ewing from ever having a national championship
from
in college.
Any ring, yeah, of any sort.
Yeah. Hey, man, I feel bad for
never
that.
Got a single
nothing
goddamn thing.
Nope.
What was another shitty, like, you're kind of like, what the fuck team that won it all? Like, in recent memory. I'm trying
to pull up the list.
Trying to remember, because it's been a lot of North Carolinas and Dukes lately. Well, fuck, dude. Like, Duke winning it all they weren't the best team the last time they won it all. Kentucky was the best team.
Right,
here.
But Wisconsin knocked them off.
Yeah, and so that happens. But I guess that wasn't like a huge question mark.
Well, I feel like most people remember Kentucky got knocked off and that Wisconsin won that game, but do they remember that Duke beat them? It's a kind of like when you talk about the Russian-U.S. hockey game.
Yeah, Miracle on Ice.
We still had to beat Finland.
Yeah, still had a whole goddamn...
I mean, if we go kind of year by year, Virginia, Nova, I don't know if
I feel like you see most of them and you're like, I'm good with this.
Yeah, North Carolina, 33-7, Nova, 35-5, Duke, 35-4, Connecticut, 32-8.
Okay, the UConns, the two UConns.
The UConn years are the examples, Shabazz, Kemba.
Yeah, where the best team absolutely did not win the championship either.
But you had
year.
A guy who just went off.
Who
became a pro, at least a pro. Like, Shabazz hasn't really done much in the NBA, but like,
Kemba was going to be a pro anyway.
Yeah, Kemba was.
But you know what? You know what those UConn teams where they were like the Stanley Cup playoffs where some goalie on like the Kings gets hot.
And then you remember the like kind of teams that didn't win the national championship that were like loaded, like the Memphis team with Derrick Rose.
Yeah.
Should have won the national championship.
Make some
free throws, Derek.
God damn it. Actually, and that was probably the best. Well, that Kansas team was really good.
Yeah.
It's just that that Kansas team was probably the better team, but the Memphis team had way more talent. But whatever, you know, speaking of upsets, speaking of all that kind of fun stuff, we got some sponsors to talk about. And the first one is our favorite. It's where I won some money and Ross lost a lot of money last night. Because he was on Gonzaga. It's MyBookie, MyBookie.com. You're the type who loves to bet on sports, or maybe you're only playing for the first time. Either way, you need a website that gives you access to all your favorite sports to bet on and makes it simple, which is why we recommend MyBookie, MyBookie.com. Bet on everything from basketball to combat sports to wagers on the next Bitcoin dip. Wherever the event, whatever the minute, MyBookie has you covered. The best part is they take care of customers with free bets, cash prizes, and boosted odds all season long. Late to the punch, don't sweat it because it's never too late to take advantage of the action with in-game live betting. Me and Dan are big live betting fans. Sign up today with the promo code DRINKINBROS to take advantage of an up to $1,000 bonus on your first deposit. That's promo code DRINKINBROS. I think you know how to spell it. To grab yourself a free cash bonus on top of your first deposit. With YouTuber Jake Paul going head-to-head with UFC fighter Ben Askren and plenty of NBA basketball and MLB baseball on tap, there is not a better time to get in on the action with MyBookie. There really isn't. But anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. And we got another one, too. Killcliff CBD.
Your favorite.
Yeah. I do like Killcliff CBD. I am a bigger Killcliff energy drink fan, but I do like them both. We always talk about Dan Holloway from the Drinking Bros Proper Show always talks about how he likes making margs with the Joe Rogan one, the spicy pineapple CBD.
Yeah.
But yeah, Killcliff CBD is incredible. It'll chill you out. It won't make your pee-pee hot. In terms of
it's a different plant.
Yeah, you won't fail a drug test. I know we have a lot of soldiers and EMTs and just firefighters, whatever else, cops, people who get drug tested. Yeah, so you can drink that. It'll chill you out. It won't make you fail a drug test. Killcliff CBD. Head on over to that website and check it out. I believe the promo code for that is Drinking Bros, but I'm not positive on that off the top of my head. We will get back to you on that. But Killcliff, you should be checking out anyway. It's in stores too, but I forget which ones. But you can order it online.
They have it a lifetime.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. It's in a lot of places now. But yeah, those are our sponsors. So moving ahead to next year for the odds, who do you like on this list?
I told you, I like UCLA at 20-1.
You like UCLA?
Yeah. I like Mick Cronin getting the boys back.
Okay.
Although Juzang's probably gone, but they got a 5-star coming in. They got Chris Smith. Hopefully he's back.
Yeah, that's the wild thing about this UCLA team is that, like, Cronin doesn't even have all his guys.
No, not yet.
Like, he's still building that program, and he already made a Final Four. I can tell you Illinois is way too high on here.
Just because, I mean, probably Io and Kofi aren't coming back.
They're definitely not. Io declared today.
Yeah.
I don't know why Kofi would come back either. I kind of like Ohio State.
USC at 25-1 is weird because the Mobleys are gone.
Yeah. I also like Arkansas.
What about Oregon at 30-1?
Arkansas 30-1 as well. I like both of those.
Justin Smith coming back?
I don't know. BT Bates, is Justin Smith coming back? Let us know. But I do like Arkansas there. They're like I like the style of play and Nate Oates. Who's it? Nate Oates is Alabama.
Oh, Musbass.
Musbass, yeah. Eric Musselman.
Eric Musselman.
I always get those two confused. I like both of those. Bama's 30.
All white people don't look alike, okay?
They do to me. I wonder if there's anyone lower down on here.
I'm kind of going through it. How about your Colgate? 100-1.
Oh, wow.
Fuck Colgate.
It's
funny, though. They have the same odds as, like, Miami.
That is funny. Yeah, I mean, once you get down to, like, you know, I mean, I'm at Missouri here at 50-1, and obviously that's not happening, so we can just toss this shit out.
Where are my Knights? Where's Dawkins got the Knights? We're not even on here.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, man. I like Arkansas. And they probably won't do it yet, but we got to talk about this big hire real quick. What do you think about Moser to Oklahoma? The Big 12 just keeps getting more and more brutal.
What happened? So did they fire their coach to hire Porter?
Yeah.
Okay.
They were Oklahoma was kind of whatever.
They were they were number 10 team in the country, right, at one point?
Yeah, so they, was Missouri.
That kind of hot streak where they knocked off three top 10 teams.
Yeah. But, you know, you play enough in the Big 12. If you have a talented team in the Big 12, not an amazing team, but a talented team.
They beat Mizzou, and then they lose to Gonzaga. What's wrong with that? I guess.
I don't know what the –
They pretty much only fired him because they could hire a Porter?
Yeah, pretty much.
Who was – name excuse
Oh, no, he retired.
He retired. Okay.
He retired. That's what it was. I'm a fucking idiot. Yeah. Kruger, I think, right?
BT Bay says Muss is encouraging all seniors to leave.
Yeah. Lon Kruger retired.
Sean Kelly also said Oklahoma's coach retired. Yep. We know that.
Yeah. We were done.
He also said the Phillies are 4-0. So just wanted to throw that in your face.
I don't care.
Have you guys won a game yet?
I don't know. We're playing right now.
The Braves won a baseball game yet?
Let's find out. I'm not worried about what's happening in April. Not a huge fucking concern of mine. And it's tied 4-4. So fuck you, you bitch.
Oh, U of A. Probably
Arizona?
Yeah, Arizona's going to be good next year.
Yeah.
I mean, they were good. They're pretty solid this year. So it's like, they hammered themselves with self-imposed sanctions.
Yeah, why not just sit out? BG Bates says Arkansas's got some good stuff coming in. I really do like Arkansas, and I just like Musselman.
Yeah, what's Arizona's 50-1.
That's not bad. But, I mean, like, fuck, dude. What's Alabama and Arkansas? I mean, I like Arkansas's 30-1. Alabama's 33-1, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so hell yeah. I like both of those. I don't know why Clemson's 40-1. Some of these on here are weird to me.
Yeah, some of these don't make sense.
Purdue 25-1. Purdue's not fucking winning anything.
They're young.
Purdue's not winning a goddamn thing.
They could mature. Purdue could be good.
In terms of the higher picks, it's not necessarily like amazing value, but I can see Kansas.
What's like the highest you'll go? What's a team that actually like LSU at 40-1? No, all their guys are going off to the NBA, so no.
Yeah. I mean, maybe you could find something in here.
Oregon State's 40-1. No, thanks.
No, that's ridiculous. That they're trying to trick Sorry, you.
Sorry, Coop. Sorry about your beefs.
I guess if you wanted to get real weird with it, you could be like...
You talk yourself into Tennessee at 66-1.
I was about to say Tennessee, yeah. That might be one.
I think that's the breaking point, because once you get past Tennessee, it's Boise at 80-1, Colorado at 80-1.
Not great.
Indiana, 80-1. Yeah. Indiana
None
basketball.
None of that is good. Yeah, so I don't know. I don't know if BT Bates wants to know if Will Wade is going to jail. Dude, no one's going to jail, apparently. Also, BT Bates
Will Wade will never go to jail.
BT Bates also asked earlier if we think Bill Self is ever going to get busted by the FBI. No, they gave him a lifetime contract. They're good with it.
Well, here's what the NCAA and the FBI do, right? They hammer on programs that don't matter.
Like Missouri.
Like North Carolina State.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Who got hammered when North Carolina had fake classes? Missouri.
Missouri.
Fucking Missouri. For one tutor that went rogue. Ugh, I can't even think about that right now, to be honest. But
yeah, and Dennis Smith Jr. got a little extra cash on the side, and NC State got hammered.
Yeah. That's how it goes. It needs to be a Power 5 team, because nobody cares. Nobody cares if you just, like, wreck, I don't know, UConn's world.
Sean Miller is allegedly on a wiretap, saying, like, giving the bag to Ayton at Arizona. And nothing ever
matters.
Came of that.
Nothing
no.
matters.
Sean Miller still has a job.
The NCAA is...
Arizona's
By the way, the NCAA
fail.
Is fucked. I don't know if you saw this the other day, but the Supreme Court justices, both liberal and conservative, were going in on the NCAA for whatever their SCOTUS case is. Someone in the comments can remind me. But it was like Kavanaugh and the new lady who is from Notre Dame. That's not a good sign when, like, a Notre Dame... Like, if she came from Notre Dame... was a law professor there, and now is on the Supreme Court. She was the most recent one that got appointed, and I can't. Her name is escaping me.
I'm gonna let you swim in this. You got this,
Amy Coney Barrett.
There you go.
Yeah, ACB. I think her and Kavanaugh were the ones I specifically remember. But nobody likes the NCAA. They were just going in, and they're both. I think big sports fans, like Kavanaugh's, like had his whole thing with baseball tickets or whatever. And Amy Coney Barrett is like, you know, if you're a Notre Dame teacher, you're probably pretty into college sports.
You think she's a Mike Bray fan?
Probably. Why not? Yeah. So
Notre Dame fans like Mike Bray? Like Mike Bray's kind of been a disappointment, right?
They have had high seeds and not done anything with it. I remember one year in my bracket getting absolutely burned. It was when they had that big goony white guy.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about.
Yeah. Just your stereotypical college basketball, like kind of chubby white center.
But Notre Dame should always be in the tournament and they should always be like a six seed, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Minimum?
Yes. If you're not making the tournament at Notre Dame, like I'd be pissed. Notre Dame has a good basketball like vibe too. Like their student section gets up for it, you know, like they have good games. When they are good, I feel like they're always pretty formidable. They were always like a...
I mean, they're also in like a massive pipeline for basketball players.
Yeah, huge basketball state. And they play in the ACC, which is a great basketball conference.
Yeah. You're in the ACC. You're in the like birth... Or not the birth, but like the home of basketball, right?
Yeah. Basketball's like spiritual home.
Yeah, spirit, not the actual home.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Naismith, Kansas, right?
He first invented the game
Canada.
In the Northeast. He is Canadian. He was working in the Northeast and then became KU's like first basketball coach.
Okay.
There's so many KU fans that like are just morons and are like, we invented basketball. It's like, no, you had nothing to do with the invention of basketball. He just came to work for you.
I want to know who was the guy that cut the hole in the peach basket so they didn't have to go get the ball every time.
Probably James Naismith.
No, I don't think he was ahead of his time there.
You don't think he was
had a ladder.
Oh,
guy.
Luke Herangode is someone just told
Luke
us. Yeah.
Who could forget?
Yes. Luke fucking Herangode. Yeah, just the big goony white guy. Luke Herangode teams fucked my brackets. I was always so in on them because I think that was when they were still Big East. And I was just like, I just liked Big East teams back then.
The real Big East.
The real Big East. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Syracuse.
R.I.P. Dude, the Big East tournament was so dope in Madison Square Garden back in the day. That was so much fucking fun to watch those games.
I like the Scott Van Pelt segment they used to do. Once teams started leaving, they're like, the Big East, who's in it? It's when like UCF came in and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
No. That's fucking funny. Man, but yeah, last night's game. What are your final... Let's get some final thoughts just on this tournament as a whole. I believe it had the most upsets of any tournament ever.
It was a fun tournament. It was...
I thought you hated it.
No, you're putting words in my mouth, Rob. We got
were getting pissed off.
I was getting pissed off because I was worried we weren't going to get the matchup we all wanted, which was Gonzaga versus Baylor.
Yeah.
We got it. I'm cool with the upsets as long as we get the two best teams in the country in the national championship.
And then ironically, that game was dog shit.
And it was the worst game.
It was probably a horrible game.
Yeah.
But it was like horrible in a funny way.
But we at least got to see it. And I mean, we put everything to bed. I do think it's like if they play that game in the regular season, I think
it's
not
a different
not,
outcome today.
I don't think the national championship's different, but I think that regular season game, I would probably favor Gonzaga a little bit more.
Yeah,
like I think they would have
less
a better
on the
shot.
Line, yeah, essentially.
Yeah. Yeah,
and also they would have probably been coming off of a much easier game prior to that playing Baylor or whatever. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, man, this was a fun tournament. I ended up, despite the fact that I really didn't think my bracket did well, I ended up in fourth place in the Drinking Bros.
Because you went chalk.
I did not go chalk.
You went Baylor-Gonzaga, and you took Baylor.
Oh, that is chalk.
So in your mind, it's chalk, yeah.
Well, it's also correct.
Sorry, I was kind of brave.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, I took Texas-Illinois for the national championship. You don't have to thank me, but...
That is, I guess, very brave of you to fail. Horribly.
You know, you don't learn anything from success, Rob.
I don't know.
You only learn from failure.
I think I learned a lot.
No, I really
also,
wanted that jersey.
Also, do you need to learn if you're already correct?
I mean, I'm excited, though, to move forward. I'm excited for next year. This is actually the most enthusiastic I've been about college basketball in a long time.
Just like what?
Just
like
the
next
state
year?
Of basketball, like college basketball.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's good again. Like, there's good it's not just one and done shit. Like it's the and I guess this has already been happening, but like the team teams have kind of fought their way back in. you know?
Yeah. But also, like, I mean, even the one and done guys are still fun now. Like Jalen Suggs.
Yeah. Well, they're fun when you disperse them.
Cade. Yeah. When they're not all on Kansas and Duke, it's a fun time.
Yeah. In Kentucky, like, that's when it, by the way, shout out to Hector Munoz, who won the Drinking Bros Bracket Pool. I'll be sending you your Allen Iverson Georgetown jersey. Signed jersey. That's a badass prize.
Also, shout out to John Calipari, who just could not find a spot for Johnny Juzang on Kentucky.
Man.
That's what he does. He loads up on five stars, and he's like, you know what?
I'll figure it out later.
You're not going to play.
Yeah. BT Bates wants to know, didn't Arkansas give Baylor the best game? You could argue them or Villanova, because Arkansas got it closer, but Villanova had a lead. I don't think Arkansas ever led, at least maybe they were like up 2-0 or something.
And that Villanova team was not at full strength.
Dude, that Nova team, if Gillespie wasn't hurt...
Could be talking about a different outcome today.
You're talking about a very different outcome, yeah.
And you were shitting on Villanova all year.
Is Gillespie done?
Well, everybody can come back.
Yeah, but will he?
He's not going pro.
Yeah, he might as well come back.
He might as well come back, yeah.
If he comes back, I like Nova.
But he also, didn't he tore something as, like, bad, right?
Just ACL, I thought.
Well, yeah, I guess with modern technology, guys are coming back
earlier.
Yeah,
nothing matters anymore.
I thought
dude's fucking
MCL, but I could be wrong. Dude's, maybe it was ACL.
Baseball players, like, explode their elbows and then come back, and they're, like, just as good as new. Like, nothing ever happened. I do think Arkansas was the toughest matchup for Baylor, though, because Arkansas was probably the team most suited to handling Baylor's speed and physicality.
Like, most athletic team they probably played.
Yeah. I think that's probably why they matched up. But apparently, that's all you can do with it. Dude, the Big 12 going forward, the Big 12 was already a nightmare in terms of, like, everyone. Like, it's just a brutal path. And now you have Beard moving from Tech to Texas,
mm-hmm.
and then Moser going into Oklahoma.
Shaka Smart to Marquette.
Yeah, so Shaka Smart. I mean, probably, like,
if we're being honest, Shaka's waiting for that Wisconsin job, right?
Maybe, I don't fucking know.
So we can just move down the street.
But Marquette is pretty much as good of a job, I feel like.
Yeah, but
as Wisconsin,
Shaka's got, like, Wisconsin roots, right?
I think so. Yeah, but I don't know what it is.
Okay.
Dancing Rick wants to know, is Jay Wright going to do the NBA thing or not?
He said it's not an NBA thing. So if he passed up on the Sixers job, I don't really see him going to the NBA, no.
Yeah.
He's pretty comfortable on the main line.
Why not?
You know?
Yeah. Why not?
He's got his giant Italian family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, there was one odds on here that I thought was hilarious, and if anyone bets it, you're a fucking moron. Florida State has the second best odds to win the national championship next year.
Why would you do why would you put yourself through that mental anguish all year?
Get that the fuck out of here.
No, thank
Florida
you.
State is going to be a 5 seed or like a 7 seed.
And Sweet 16, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you could bet on Florida State making the Sweet 16, hammer that.
Do that.
I don't think that's available anywhere.
Exactly
the Sweet 16.
I don't know what I will do. Like, I promise Florida State's not going to be a top 4 seed. It's just not going to happen.
No.
So, yeah, don't bet on that. Don't ever fucking make that bet. But, yeah, I had a good time with this tournament. Will FSU, BTBS, will FSU have another top 5 pick that doesn't play all year? Fucking probably. I don't know. They have guys that the NBA likes the look of. You know what I mean? Just long, athletic guys.
Grand Canyon, 1,000-1.
I'll take it. Fuck it.
Maybe. Once they're able to pay players, like,
yeah,
on the books, look out for Grand Canyon.
yeah, for real. What was your biggest disappointment of the tournament?
Illinois.
Not getting to see Io and Cade.
Not even Texas. Illinois. Both of them. It's both of them. It's Illinois. It's Texas. But Illinois, maybe they got ahead of themselves. They started taking those photos. Like, Io's taking the Kobe photo when he wins the Big Ten championship.
Yeah.
Or Big Ten tournament championship. You can't do that.
No.
It's like you're already satisfied by winning the conference, like, tournament championship. No.
I mean, Illinois, they're kind of soft. They're always kind of soft. Like, they got outworked by Missouri earlier this year. It's not a great sign.
So I feel like you just you pick up on teams that seem to have a little rivalry with Mizzou, and you just shit on them all the time. I'm picking up a theme.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, for sure. Well, I shit on Kansas.
I don't really even have that with UCF.
I don't really shit on Arkansas. I don't think
our biggest rival is USF, South Florida.
Right.
And I'm just like so indifferent about South Florida. Like the Bulls.
How couldn't you be?
It's like you guys are in Tampa, but you call yourself South Florida. Tampa's like Central West.
Right. How could you not be bored of South Florida? What do they have to offer?
Nothing. They were number two for a year in football, like in 2007.
Yeah, and the fucking wild ass year when everyone was ranked in the top five for at least a week.
They had JPP. All right.
Yeah. Full hand JPP.
Right.
Yeah.
I feel like Quentin Flowers probably should have done more.
What?
Just never accomplished anything at USF. Yeah.
I'll tell you what, I was the only thing I was really disappointed by, I got to look at the bracket again, to be honest, because I don't even fucking...
Dan Simrick says Grand Canyon is no longer a for-profit university, by the way. Sorry, Dan. I don't believe that. I refuse to believe that.
Yeah. I'm disappointed that my Liberty Flames didn't win me that bet.
How many more days you have?
This is week two, so I have like a while.
We're not even going to count. We're probably just one
day.
Out.
It'll
one
be
day
like 2 months
like,
later.
That's long.
Yeah,
enough,
it'll
right?
be like 2 months later, and I'll be like, oh, fuck.
God, I've been wearing this for an extra month.
Yes, fuck. It's not good. No. I'm not going to wash it, obviously, but why would I? What do I care? I'm wearing it over other shirts. I am bummed that I didn't call Liberty because I was so fucking in on that. That's the one I really wanted. And I am, no offense to you, BT Bates, pissed off that I really thought Tech was going to beat Arkansas. I thought I had that one called correctly too. And I'm disappointed in myself for pussing out and not picking Loyola Chicago over Illinois. If I had made that pick, I think I would have won the Allen Iverson jersey. I'm not positive, but I think I might have if I had made that pick, if I had had the balls.
For the year, I guess I'm disappointed Kentucky didn't really have a squad this year. But it was also kind of fun just seeing the blue blood squander. Like Duke.
Oh, I was disappointed that Duke didn't make the tournament. I wanted them to win the ACC tournament title and get in there. I wanted that so bad. Remember when we were all high up on fucking North Carolina for like 2 days?
Yeah, yeah. We talked ourselves into like North Carolina making a run, given
Baylor again. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there was a time when you're like, oh, I hate that second round matchup with North Carolina.
And
fuck,
they just got shit pumped by Wisconsin.
Yeah, which, who then in turn got shit pumped by Baylor.
Which made more sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Texas, obviously disappointing. I felt like that was a Final Four type team.
They were.
They had a lot of fucking talent and shaka.
I mean, dude, if I was one of the three Texas basketball fans,
I'm so happy right now.
I'm thrilled because they got Chris Beard, who I have to assume is going to kill it at Texas. But like, I mean, I guess do you take that team losing to get rid of Shaka to have a better long-term situation?
No, because that's, well, yeah, actually, yeah.
You do? You sacrifice.
It's not like Texas can't get talent.
Yeah, they should be like, fine.
Every year, they should be running out a good team.
Yeah.
Right now, if you want to go kind of with the recruiting database, with like top recruits right now, Chet Holmgren.
Yeah. Currently
not has not picked his school yet. So he's undeclared, but he's got Georgetown, Gonzaga, Memphis, Michigan in the mix. Ohio State, too, and North Carolina.
Interesting.
The highest recruit that's been signed, according to ESPN's Top 100, is Duke.
Yeah.
Banchero.
Well, you know what I'm interested in now? Is the transfer market.
Yeah.
That's
really where it's at.
That's
now
where teams are going to build their shit. Like, Mizzou lost a bunch of people, and they're completely rebuilding out of the transfer market.
Jabari Smith. Auburn. Okay, Bruce, I see you.
Yeah.
Back to your old ways, Bruce.
Minnesota's got a guy in the transfer portal, Marcus Carr.
Michigan's got two top 10 recruits coming in.
Yeah.
Ooh, we got one from IMG Academy, too.
Oh, and Walker Kessler wants to leave North Carolina.
Saw that.
7-1, sophomore center.
That was before they named Davis coach, though.
Yeah. Well, whatever. Adam Miller wants to leave Illinois. That's pretty huge. Although, I mean, like, Curbelo is kind of their guy there, I think. But, yeah, I'm more interested in the transfer market. Because why not? Okay. Why wouldn't – if you're a mid-tier, like, Power 5 program now, why wouldn't you just go after the transfer market as much as fucking possible?
Yeah.
Especially stealing, like, mid-major dudes.
That should be like your number one priority, right?
Yeah. You want to know who Mizzou's best NBA player of the last like 15 years?
There's a football team that just did that, right?
What?
They signed no recruits and they only got transfers. I'm trying to think like.
Oh, fuck. And it was.
It
was Texas State.
Texas State.
Yeah.
Yes.
Texas State was transfers only.
They signed no recruits.
Yeah.
Which I. Spivital.
Fuck
you
yeah.
Beautiful bastard. I know what you're doing now.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Especially if you're like at a smaller school.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it goes both ways, right? Yeah. If you're at a school like Texas State where people might not want to play anyway, you can pick off kids from the bigger schools. And if you're a school like Missouri, for example, where you're probably not, other than maybe like once every decade, going to get a five-star, why not just take kids who got overlooked, but then they're like a sophomore now and like grew into a man while playing in college?
Okay. I'm going to make my pick for next year right now.
Okay.
Way too early pick. Oregon, 30-1.
God, you love your fucking Ducks.
I imagine most of their players are coming back, and they got a top 10 recruit, a center signed, Nate Biddle. Okay. I'm in. Go Ducks.
You're in on Oregon?
I'm in on Oregon. That's my way too early pick.
All right. My way too early pick is...
And actually, it'll be Oregon-Michigan. That's the finals. There we go.
Oregon-Michigan?
Yes.
Let me look at something real quick, and I'll make my pick here.
Michigan's 12-1, which I like, but it's not... I'm not in love.
They had a lot of senior guard, but I mean, Mo Wagner, they're two... their dudes down low are... whatever the fuck, they're young. Wagner and the other dude, the tall, goofy dude. Whose name I forget.
Hickson or Higginson.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I will go with, you know what? Fuck it.
Or just give me Kentucky. Dickinson. I don't know why
I said. Just give me Kentucky. Watch us like declare the death of the one and done.
I said it's Hunter Dickinson. I don't know why.
Yeah, whatever.
Higginson. It's Hickinson.
You combined it.
I combined it. Yeah,
it's fine. But yeah, I don't know. That's all I got.
That's all you got?
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Anything you're excited for, moving forward for next year or not?
For college basketball?
Yeah.
Good fans.
Direction.
Fans.
Fans.
To have actual college basketball environments again.
Are we getting a college basketball game? They're bringing back NCAA football. But
dude, I hope so.
They're bringing back NCAA
I
basketball.
I played the shit out of the one that had Adam Morrison on the cover.
Last one I played was, Kevin Love on the cover.
Yeah. Those games were so much fun.
I don't remember it being that good, actually. I spent a lot of time playing it, but
that
I
was one of the
few good.
Video games that I was good at. I'm typically dog shit at video games, like terrible at Madden or whatever, but that basketball one, I was really good at. That and Super Smash Bros. The only two games I've ever been like very good at for whatever reason.
Just NCAA basketball.
And Smash Bros.
Were probably a top 100 player in the world because...
Well, we're friends with a ranked Madden player.
Who was the ranked Madden player?
Bach. He's like internationally
I
ranked.
I wouldn't say I'm friends with Bach.
Well, I am. You're a former co-worker of him. Yeah. But yeah, that's it. That's all I got. That's all I got.
Okay.
It was a fun year.
Great
Thank
year.
You guys.
Baylor was the best team.
Baylor was. I called it in our opening show. I said Baylor would win it all.
Gonzaga's not a fraud. They just ran into a better team.
A way better team.
And if you say Gonzaga's a fraud... You're taking away from Baylor.
I don't give a shit. Baylor exposed Gonzaga. Too cute, too soft, not mean enough.
And with that, I think that's our cue to go.
Yeah, I think it is. Thank you guys for listening all year for the whole season. This was our first show that we did for Drinking Bros. That's why they brought us on. And now we're doing other stuff throughout.
Well, for, you know.
In terms
other
of,
reasons,
yeah,
too,
to other, but I mean, in terms of on camera or on mic, whatever. Yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening and watching and playing along.
We got a few other things in the mix. Obviously, Bobbert has the baseball show with Dan.
Yes, that'll be all, every Thursday still.
Yep, me and Giorgio are doing, obviously, anytime there's a big fight, we'll be doing MMA, UFC shows.
Yep.
Doing a Masters preview tomorrow, so tune in for that. I'm doing that with Dan and Ross. You know, we got a few things in the
got
works.
Got a lot going on. And then, it's kind of the dog days of summer. And then once we get back into football time, I think me and you are going to be potentially more involved in the college football.
College football is going to be kind of our avenue.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what
we know.
We love.
Yeah.
Is college football. We love college basketball, but we really love college football.
Yeah.
Even though my team has no chance of ever winning a championship.
Either.
Yeah, that's true. We're in the same.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, mine could theoretically get
you have
there.
Like the at least the hope, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then we, of course, have our history podcast, Softcore History. We just did a episode last night that dropped. The video is going to drop tonight on the Drinking Bros History channel at 7. Is it 7 already? It's about to drop, whatever.
Yeah.
On Drinking Bros History, go ahead and search that out on YouTube. We talk about the East India Company.
Yes, the East India Company is our topic this week. They weren't good people.
They weren't super tight.
They weren't great.
No, they weren't, you know.
But who wants to talk about good people? We're not doing a fucking show on, you
History
know,
isn't built by...
Mother Teresa.
Or history isn't written or built by good people, really.
No.
It's typically really horrible people.
Yeah. BT Bates says, someone needs to actually know the SEC on the College Football Show. I got you there. I watch a lot of SEC football.
How can you not know the SEC?
I know.
Yeah, well, I mean...
Yeah. Ross is from Georgia.
Yeah.
And Dan's from South Carolina.
And we might even have, like, I'm going to try to talk our way into getting our own college football show, too. Like, we'll
just
be involved with the
one.
College football show, but we might do an additional show.
Yeah.
Maybe have you, me, and Jake.
Run it back.
Unofficial visit. We'll see.
Yeah.
There's talks about maybe a call-in show as well. So.
Oh, yes. There could be a sports call-in show on Friday. We're talking about that as well, yeah.
So that's in the mix. Stay tuned. Make sure to tell friends, obviously, about this feed, Drinking Bro Sports. Subscribe. Leave some reviews. Do that with our Softcore History show as well. Available wherever you
feed.
Find podcasts. And, yeah, we'll see you when we see you.
All right. Have fun. Get more money.